It was almost as though my spirit already knew it was coming. At the time, it was Dick's words, not for this season, but for a season coming, that brought me the most comfort because, at the time, I did not want to be an intercessor. I knew then that sometimes it is necessary to put those kinds of prophetic words up on a shelf for a season. I remember that someone had told me once that if you received a prophetic word that did not line up, you were just supposed to put it up on a shelf and tuck it away until it was time for it to come to pass. I knew this was a right word from the Lord, but the timing would come later, and that was okay with me. I needed time to really understand what intercession was. You may be wondering why I would whisper to the Lord that I did not want to receive the gift of intercession. You see, I grew up in a church where the intercessors did not look like happy people a lot of the time. From my small perspective, all those who were intercessors were the ones who walked around with what looked to me like very heavy burdens. The intercessors always looked sad to me, and I don't remember seeing them smile. As I got older, I remember thinking, I do not want to be an intercessor. I had grown up thinking that if you were an intercessor, you had to carry heavy burdens around all the time because that was all that I had seen. I did not know that it was possible for intercessors to be happy. I had a lot to learn. I was the quiet one. For many years, I did not know that I was an intercessor. When I look back now, I can see all the signs. I spent so much time carrying so many feelings inside of me and internalizing them as if they were my own. For example, I would often walk into a room filled with people and start feeling and hearing their thoughts. Thoughts which were often very negative. Not realizing, however, that all of those feelings that I was experiencing were the gift that the Bible calls discernment of spirits. I would carry those burdensome emotions as my own instead of releasing them in prayer. As a result, I became depressed. I became a quiet one. You see, as a child, I was told that I was shy. My parents didn't do this, but others did. Unfortunately, because so many people told me that I was shy over and over, I began to think that I was shy. I took those words as truth. I agreed with those words and received them as my identity. Sadly, being shy eventually became a stronghold in my life that controlled me. I remember being so afraid of people that it became difficult for me to talk out loud. I was afraid of saying the wrong thing, afraid that I would forget what I was going to say in the middle of a sentence. I also remember how tormenting it was for me if I had to speak in front of people. I would rather take an F on an oral test than get up in front of people. My walk with God. My mother has told me that, even when I was a very young girl, I would go to her and have her pray with me about everything. She said I would ask her to pray for me about my owies, or kids in the neighborhood who had gotten hurt. I had no idea at the time that it was my mercy gift working. Going to my mom to pray gave me release from these things. When I would pray, it would help me to release my feelings and give them to God. I remember that I often had a sense of what other people were feeling and going through, even people I did not know. Sometimes I was even aware of unspoken thoughts and emotions that people were feeling all around me. In my teen years, I was still caught in this place of feeling a lot of feelings that were not my own. The problem